Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bertie, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How about you guys?
We're good. So, Zadarius Smith. First of all, Dan Campbell basically said they still don't know if he's going to play, right?
Correct. Yeah, I know. I think we will see him play on Sunday night. You know, it might just be 10, 15, maximum 20 snaps, but I do think they'll get him out there. But I think the fact that they gave him the 2 days off this week was just another example of the Lions prioritizing the people in this building. You know, looking at them as more than players. This is a veteran who was traded in the middle of what was supposed to be his bye week in Cleveland. He gets shipped up to Detroit, as Campbell mentioned today. He also lives down south, and his home was in the path of one of those recent hurricanes. And the Lions just felt like, let's give this guy a couple days to catch his breath, to just alleviate some of the stress. You know, they're not in desperation mode here. They have won 3 games straight since losing Hutchinson. And Campbell said, we'd rather Zadarius Smith be of sound mind and body when he gets on the field, more than forcing him out there on Sunday night. So, that's just it's part of the culture this team has built itself on over the past 3-4 years under Holmes and Campbell, and it seems like they're just continuing to fulfill that. And Zadarius Smith's arrival is just the latest example.
Did you see what Snacks Harrison tweeted out about the situation?
I sure did.
It's hysterical.
Yeah,
His reply to finding out that the Lions traded for Zadarius Smith and were giving him a couple days off, his reply was, Detroit truly has changed. Them folks threw me out there ASAP with swollen knees from the plane ride, and a bunch of laughing with tears emojis. But it goes to explain that this is, again, part of the culture change and the respect of the players.
No doubt. It's a stark contrast from years past. And, I do think that we'll see Zadarius on Sunday night, but the Lions won't force him out there just because they've only recently acquired him. When he does get out there, they want him to feel like he is ready to contribute to the maximum extent. And ultimately, it's about this defense and this team firing on all cylinders, come December and January, not so much right now.
I had expectation for what I was hoping Zadarius Smith would bring to the table. And then I heard Aaron Glenn talk about him yesterday, and my expectation went up. Like, he was like, he's not Hutch. But then he started talking about all the things he can do, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Like, Aaron Glenn's pretty good at his job, and I'm thinking, if Aaron Glenn looks at him this way, I should be more excited than I was.
Yeah, I think they were pretty intentional about bringing a guy in who wasn't just a pass rusher. Obviously, that's what you think of when you think of Hutch, but Zadarius Smith, a lot like Hutch, can do more than that. And I think For all of the justified focus on what he can do getting after the quarterback, it's just as important his ability to set an edge against the run. And we've seen this defense struggle to contain the run uncharacteristically now since losing Hutch. And Za'Darius Smith can help them solidify that. So can Josh Pascal, two really physical, powerful defensive ends. And Za'Darius Smith can also move inside on passing downs. Like, there is a lot of versatility to his game, but I thought it was noteworthy today, Dan Campbell mentioning that, you know, for the first time in a while, they put pads on at practice yesterday. He doesn't like to do that on Thursdays, but just given the way this defense has struggled to contain the run recently, he felt like they needed to reemphasize some of those run defensive principles. And so they put pads on to open practice, did some one-on-ones, force their players to play a little bit lower, just to replicate some of those game-like reps. And I think we'll see that show up on Sunday night in addition to Pascal being back.
Do you think that we're going to see a more spirited pass rush with Za'Darius, not just because Za'Darius Smith is there, but because it's going to create more competition for the guys that were getting the opportunities that now might not get those opportunities? Or it creates a tighter rotation of players that can come in.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and despite all those losses up front, Hutchinson, Davenport, Barnes, you know, you look at this defense now with Smith and with Pascal returning and with Reeder and Aleem and Levi on the interior, and you're like, damn, that's still a pretty good front five, front four, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's worth mentioning just how well Aleem McNeil has played as a pass rusher this season. I mean, I think from the moment he arrived, we all knew he was going to be a great defender against the run. He had those physical abilities. But he has really grown since losing that weight ahead of last season into a fierce interior pass rusher. And I was talking to Frank Ragnow about this yesterday, and he said after his very first practice against Aleem McNeil in pads when Aleem McNeil was a rookie in training camp, Frank Ragnow went right to Dan Campbell and said, that dude's going to be a good player. He has a rare combination of power and quickness, and when you combine those things, Ragnow said, it's just a problem for guys inside. And over the past five games, since week four, Aleem McNeil is tied for first among defensive tackles and quarterback pressures with none other than Chris Jones. So while the Lions may have lost a star on the edge of this defensive line, we're watching another one rise on the interior in Aleem McNeil.
We were talking about Jared Goff, and I heard a stat yesterday, and it feels like everybody's coming up with these amazing stats of what kind of streak they're on and how the offense is performing. And basically, of his last 43 incompletions, 21 of them came in the Tampa game. He's thrown 22 incompletions since throwing 21 in the Tampa game. It's incredible, but I get the sense when they're down there talking, they're like, well, this is just kind of our offense. They don't think that he's hot. They don't think this is some great streak. This is just them executing what they do.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. C.J. Stroud was 11 for 30 throwing the ball last week, which I think is more incompletions than Jared Goff has in the last 2 years. but, you know, Ben Johnson said something funny yesterday. He harkened back to his time as a quarterback at North Carolina in his college days, and one of his coaches telling him, you know, look, we can't go 18 for 18, but we can go 1 for 1 18 times in a row. And it feels like that's kind of how Jared Goff and this offense are approaching each play. It's not about getting to the first half without having thrown an incompletion or going 18 for 22 by the end of the day. It's just about executing the play in front of them. And for Jared, it's about finding the open receiver and not forcing the ball anywhere else. So the offensive line obviously gives him time to do that. And as I was explaining this week on our podcast, you know, he's so comfortable checking the ball down to Montgomery or to Gibbs because it feels a lot like, you know, like Ichiro in his prime was happy to accept a single because that single after a stolen base or two stolen bases becomes a double and then becomes a triple. And when you check the ball down to Montgomery and Gibbs, you might gain 5 air yards and then they're going to give you 5, 10, 15, 20 yards more. So there's just so much mutual trust in this offense. Everyone is doing their exact job on each play and the result is an offense averaging 30 plus points a game.
We're feeling pretty chesty about Jameson Williams in this game. Doug feels like he's going to get the first target of the game. I think, you know, I could see a touchdown over 100 yards in scrimmage yards from him. What do you think is going to shake out on Saturday night?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think this is a great game for JMO to come back in. You know, it's a dome game. It's on that fast track in Houston. It's under the Sunday night lights. He loves stages like that. I think this is a game where the Lions can run the ball early and then break open a couple throws over the top as the game unfolds. Worth noting, though, he's going to see a lot of Derek Stingley Jr., who is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. And, you know, sometimes, guys, you draft cornerbacks third overall and they become stars, and sometimes they don't, as we all know. Yep. But Derek Stingley really has emerged as a true lockdown corner. I would imagine he'll be matched up on the outside against JMO for most of that game. He hasn't allowed, I think, more than 60 yards in coverage in a game this season. But as you guys know, all it takes is one target from JMO to put up 80 yards, 70 yards at once. I think he returns with a bang on Sunday night.
What's the toughest matchup this weekend? Where should we be focused on things at Detroit, the biggest challenge against this Houston team?
Well, the most noteworthy is that Taylor Decker did not practice today, and he injured his shoulder yesterday in practice. They haven't decided whether or not he'll play on Sunday night. Dan Campbell said, you know, they're going to take the next 48 hours to kind of monitor his status and then make a decision most likely on Sunday. If he can't play, and then it's most likely Dan Skipper stepping in for him. You know, we'll see if Will Anderson plays. He also hasn't practiced this week for Houston. But even if he doesn't, Daniil Hunter obviously poses his own challenge. I would imagine the Texans would have Daniil Hunter rushing as much as possible against either a hobbled Decker or a backup offensive tackle. That, to me, is a huge matchup. I think the Lions can impose their will on the interior in the trenches on both sides of the ball. But a tackle is going to have to hold up in a big way on Sunday night.
Bertie, appreciate it as always. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again next week.
Hey, before I go, I got a couple nominations for guys that we can't believe played here in Detroit. Obviously, for the Wings, Patrick Kane. But how about for the Lions? Adrian Peterson was briefly a Detroit Lion back in 2020. That still boggles the mind, if you ask me.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah, one of the greats.
No doubt. He'll always be remembered as a Detroit Lion. There's no doubt about that.
Without question.
Thanks, Bertie.
You guys got it. Talk to you soon.
There he is, the Bertie Kid. You can read his stuff on our website, 971theticket.com, covering the Detroit Lions and all our teams here in Metro Detroit.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.